It is time to bring in Pat Pagano. It's time for us to take a look at that tri-state forecast. Pat, good morning.
And good morning, and how are you?
I'm fine. I am a little amazed. If we look down to the hurricane, that hurricane hung over the Bahamas for almost two full days.
Yeah, well, there have been others that have been far worse.
That's
amazing. In case you didn't remember, back in 1971, Hurricane Ginger remained stalled for from September 11th to September 30th. And they went in there, and they took a plane, and they dropped iodide crystals into the clouds, and all it did was intensify the hurricane, and then finally it moved northeast and away from Bermuda. So these things could happen, but Ginger was not as intense as this one. When this one hit the Bahamas initially, it had 185 sustained winds, gusting over 200. Now, the winds are about 120 miles an hour, and that's because there's a lot of upwelling of the water below it, and there's some shear above it. However, it is not moving. I'm looking at a radar right now coming out of Miami, and it's not moving. It's just north of Grand Bahama Island and not moving, just going around and around and around. Cape Verde along the east coast of Florida reported a 61 mile per hour wind. So they're getting strong winds along the Florida east coast. Not hurricane force yet, but they're getting strong winds, and it has to be watched. There's a high on either side of this hurricane that's blocking it. That's why it's not moving. The thinking is that the high will kind of split like two soft-boiled eggs and allow the weakness in the middle to have it start moving northward up along the coast. And the next area to get belted, pretty good too, would be Cape Hatteras, North Carolina. That'll be sometime on Thursday. And then after that, it'll swing out to the northeast, go south to Cape Cod, but it will fringe Cape Cod. So they too will get strong winds of wind and rain on Friday. Do you have any other questions?
All right, about it sums it up with this, but the tropics are really active behind this thing.
Well, there's a system in the Gulf of Mexico that's headed for Mexico, not New Mexico, Mexico. That could become Fernand later today. There is another system near the Cape Verde Islands off Africa that could become Gabriel. So all of these serve very high potentials of becoming, you know, a tropical storm or hurricane. So we'll be watching that. But in the meantime, all eyes are on Dorian to see when she's finally going to move, because they're still a little nervous. You know, if that high doesn't break in the middle, the storm could resume a westerly course and head right into Palm Beach. Right now, it's about 100 miles to the east of Palm Beach, West Palm Beach, Florida. So let's go back to Friday, by the way.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the models. What model was the only one to say it was going to parallel the Florida coast and up toward the Carolinas?
The Euro.
You got it. That was back on Friday, folks. So everybody else was thinking it's going to make landfall in Florida, not the Euro. So excellent job there. Now for us, partly to mostly sunny, less humid today, low 80s. Tonight, low 60s. Now tomorrow, a front comes our way. Hazy and humid. Late day thunderstorms. They could be gusty or severe in the middle 80s. Then behind that front, variable clouds, cooler weather, 70 Thursday. Friday, cloudy and windy. Some rain is possible depending upon Dorian. Highs will only be in the 60s Friday. The weekend's not going to be great. It's not going to be terrible. But there's another system coming in on over the weekend that could produce, on Sunday, I think could produce a couple of showers. Otherwise, I think the weekend's going to be 70s and kind of changeable.
Yeah, the weekend around here worked out good. Monday was a strange day. It was okay. Yes. It was okay till about 8:30 and 9 o'clock in the morning. Then it started to mist a little, and then it really rained pretty good in between. I'll say, 11:30 and about 2:30, and then all of a sudden, boom, bright sunshine.
Yep.
And then it clouded up again. But it was a real nice afternoon there for a while on Monday afternoon, but a crummy midday and late morning.
I have to tell you that I got to the lake Saturday, and I went to the studio to finish up the set because we were shooting on Sunday. They were rehearsing at the cabin while I was finishing up the set. And then Saturday night went out for a lovely, lovely dinner. Nice place up there, real lovely dinner. Came back and everyone said, well, you know what? We'll meet you at your cabin. You know, we'll sit around, we'll talk, chat for a little while, no problem. Everything was going so good, Marshall, until 10 p.m. Saturday.
What happened?
I looked over to the sink and up to the eave, and I saw this brown thing running. That was it for me. I was so disgusted. I had not seen any mice all summer long. And this thing ran. I don't know where it ran to. But anyhow, everybody tried to calm me down. They left. Now it's about 10:30. And I'm just sitting there. Helen's up. Gary's up. We're talking. And I thought I saw something out of the corner of my eye. And I said, you know, Pat, you're going to get carried away with this stuff. And I looked. And it looked to me like the same mouse running across the top of the door that leads out to the porch. I could not sleep Saturday night. I was a nervous wreck, thinking that they'd be running on the eaves near my bed. So I went to church Sunday, very tired. We had the movie shoot. I have to tell you, we did five scenes. It was the most orderly, professional first day of a movie shoot that I could ever witness. Worked out great. Came home, started working Sunday night, worked all day yesterday, and now I'm finally caught up with my sleep. My friend David was very nice enough. He lives 15 minutes away from the cabin. He says, Pat, I will go there Monday to your cabin, and I will put glue traps all over the place. I said, no, David, don't do that because I won't pick them up. He goes, don't worry about it. By the time you get here next Saturday, every trap will be removed. So I called him last night, and he goes, yep, Pat, I put 12 glue traps and a couple of spring traps all in your cabin. He said, I will check them on a daily basis for you. He said, and I will make sure that nothing is in your cabin by the time you get here Saturday. So that's all I could ask for, Marshall.
You got to put those little bags around now in the summertime.
I you mean that I did in the winter, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they're still up there, but I guess they lost their potency.
I would think so. Yeah. Yeah. Kind of like, and us men, we get older, we lose our potency.
Gotcha. And someone said, oh, we'll get a cat. Well, what am I supposed to do? Leave the cat up there all week with no food?
No. What you got to do is make those things up. They don't smell that bad. They smell like peppermint.
They do.
And put them around some places. You know, gosh. And that if it worked in the wintertime, it'll work in the summertime.
Yeah. You're right. Well, let's see what David does this whole week. And we'll go from there. Other than that, all I could tell you, Marshall, I looked at the footage that was shot. We used two cameras, not three.
Yeah.
We had synced all the cameras on Friday with audio and video. That all worked out well, but there is a flickering in the camera I use, and it's being caused by one of the uplights in the studio. And I kind of had a feeling it didn't happen on the other camera, and I'm thinking to myself, well, what's the difference? My camera is like five times the amount.
Yeah.
I found out on the smaller cameras, the cheaper cameras, it's automatic as far as shutter and frame rate.
Yeah.
On my camera, I did not have it in the default, which is automatic. So I set the default, and I'm hoping this weekend it'll be fine.
No more flicker.
Let me tell you. Between flickering, mice, and Dorian, I've had it.
And well, didn't you have that little thing with the Yankees yesterday with that rain and stuff? Wasn't that you forecasting them?
Well, I truthfully, I sent the forecast to them, and I sent the radar updates, but I didn't get any phone calls. So I don't know who was, if they were listening to my radar reports or if they were using, you know, the National Weather Service. But did they ever play the game? They probably did.
Yes,
right?
They did play the game. It started 2.5 hours late. Yep.
Late. Okay.
All right. Well, Pat, I want you to have a good day.
I hope to.
All right. And I'll speak to you tomorrow.
All right, Marshall.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center with a check on the tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.